interactions in so many places, not just looking at one or the other, but looking at them and how they work in concert is quite an important facet, I think, of the research that we're doing.
And I think for local government, this is hugely important for us at the moment, because it's not just about understanding what the role I play in IT within local government, but the council members are trying to understand what role they play in helping scrutiny of services, and what role they help in being advocates on behalf of individuals. And these are very exciting discussions about the nature of democracy and the relationship and of those sort of processes to the soft infrastructure that can support the hard techy bits.
So
that's the sort of thing that we're very interested in exploring.
Seems to me that there's a move there then from understanding privacy and consent as purely legal concepts,
mm-hmm.
to kind of embracing them as more social concepts. Because from my work with ordinary people on the ground in Sunderland, many of them perceive privacy as a social concept, but some aspects of privacy as legal.
Yeah.
And they might link to services that you are offered. So something like social networking would be seen as a space where privacy as a social concept comes to the fore, where paying their bills online might be seen as a space where perhaps private individual information is disclosed in a way where it's closer to kind of legal understanding of privacy. And I think you're trying to embrace both.
So whenever you talk in this, what do you mean, things, concepts such as trust,
mm-hmm.
where does that come into your dialogue?
Could you just ask that again? But I mean, don't go on to the trust bit yet, because that was a really interesting bit of discussion then. So you said that they regard some parts as legal and some parts as social.
Mm-hmm.
So could you ask her to amplify that bit first, then come back with that trust thing? Because I thought that was a really really interesting bit of discussion.
But hold on, you're saying that there's some things that are legal, some things that are social, that there are all sorts of concepts in here. Can you give me some examples of what that means? Because that's...
Okay, well, human existence and human interaction is extremely complex, and so is our identity and how we perform it in different settings. So, for example, people may perceive their photographs or information about their family as having dimensions of social privacy. That's private in a social sense, not necessarily in a legal sense. It might become in certain circumstances, but not necessarily. Whereas if they are conducting a particular online transaction, giving out their name, address, and their credit card details, that's also part of their identity. They see that information as part of their identity, but they somehow link it more to the legal aspects of the privacy.
Do you think that technology, that the internet technology is challenging those concepts, and is there a re-evaluation of privacy and consent and identity going on in communities?
And the supplementary. Is it the internet technology, or is it the transformation of services that's going on at the same time? Yeah.
I think all these processes are going at the same time. I think when we talk to people, they separate and segregate these different parts of their identity in order to verbalize and explain something. But in day-to-day life, I believe they coexist,
mm-hmm.
and they merge and they cross over, and I think it would be impossible to map out exclusively social privacy or
mm-hmm.
legal privacy, because they coexist. And what comes to the fore in at any given time depends on a context. So the way I would present or perform my privacy in this room is different to the way I might do it in another, perhaps more formal setting.
And yet both might be recorded, both might go on the internet, and both might wind up in different aggregated or in different environments other than the one in which you were originally.
Yes, so we contextualize our identity,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it can't be decontextualized.
Right.
Given the technology that exists.
But is the assumption, do you think, when you talk to people, that they can hold on to those contexts